On the phone with us now is Judy DeMuth, the superintendent of the MCCSC. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
It looks like on the weather forecast that is Friday the day that was reserved as a snow day?
Well, yes, it is. And you know what? I told the people in the office, you know, I've never felt so much pressure as I do on this coming Friday because we planted a designated snow day in the
right.
calendar. And if, in fact, we do not have a snow day before Friday, students will not be in attendance. So
right.
the pressure is on that we don't have any snow and we get to Friday and students don't have to attend.
Well, 36 today, 41 on Wednesday, 35 on Thursday. So it looks like And the worst possibility is Thursday, 10% chance of precipitation. That'll be rain. So
yes, once we got past the weekend and Monday and Tuesday, I felt like we were in much better shape. Yes.
Well, Rob got a chance to talk to you before we got on the air, so he has a list of some of the things you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, you mentioned you had some students that were honored for student activities.
Yes, we're so fortunate. As you know, we have some talented students. We had a South student who actually won an international competition. Her name was Tamsin Stringer, and who is a sophomore at Bloomington High School South. And she's been named the 2016 Project Green Challenge Champion.
Oh, wow.
She actually competed against more than 4,300 high school and college age participants from 32 countries. She was honored in San Francisco, and this is the first time that someone this young has won the award. So we can't say enough about the great talents that Tamsin has. And as a sophomore, we can hardly wait to see what else she can do for us. So we're very proud of her. And then we had a Jackson Creek student, an eighth grader, who just was recognized by our Mayor Hamilton, who received the City of Bloomington Swagger, Students Who Act Generously, Grow, and Earn Respect Award. So we're very proud of that student also.
On today's Herald Times, on the front page, is a story about homeless kids at Templeton. How big a problem is that in the MCCSC, homelessness for your students?
Well, if you read the paper, we had our homeless population has grown, and that is by a statutory definition of what homeless means. And basically, if the children are on the street, if they live in an environment that isn't considered to be a home or dwelling, and if they're doubled up. So our homeless population has grown. And one thing, you know, that I think we sometimes forget, and my family personally does also, is that there are many people not as fortunate as we are. And so many of our children depend on us for food, and they depend on us for clothing. We have many students who come and take showers in our facilities. And so when you have that kind of those kinds of things going on, when students don't come to us, we do worry about that. So over the holiday breaks, we have a wonderful community that bands together to try to make sure our kids are prepared with the necessary needs that they have. And this is just one. The story outlining what we've done for the students at Templeton is just one of many, because we want to make sure those students do have as much food as they can possibly have, and then also some of those basic necessities that, again, we take for granted.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because we have backpack buddies. Some of our students, they eat at school, and if they aren't in school, they're not eating. So, is it the job of the schools to feed the kids? Probably not, but, you look out more for the kids than people think. And try to take care of them when they're not in school. So, the programs that the MCCSC has for children are pretty impressive. What can people do who would like to help out in some way?
Okay, well, you're absolutely right, Keith. You know, it's very interesting. It used to be that when we had a snow day, our biggest concern was that students
right.
would not get their academics and they wouldn't learn. And quite honestly, we've gone to more basic needs, because we recognize that when our students are not in attendance, many of our children don't have those basic necessities and or don't have a decent meal. So, is it the job's is it the school's responsibility? Probably technically not, but is it something that we can turn our head on? Absolutely not. We have to make sure that we do whatever it takes to give the students what they need. And our, as you know, our community, our schools, our staff members, our teachers are wonderful at being able to clearly identify students who are in need. And, you know, another thing that people forget is that people who are in need sometimes don't come to the forefront and make a statement or acknowledge that. It's those that, you know, want to remain unknown almost. And so we have a great group of social workers who work with Becky Rose, counselors who always try to keep up on the needs of our students and our children, and our staff members are really good at targeting students to say, hey, they may need some help, their family may need some help, let's try to do what we can do. So I think some people think, you know, hey, we post a paper out there and everybody sign up who needs help. That's not at all how it works. You know, most of these families are hardworking families, and they really don't want to have the hand out. They want what, as you know, the popular term, hand up. Mm-hmm. So we thank our families and our communities for recognizing that and then, you know, meeting the challenge of providing the needs that our kids have.
You have a school board meeting tonight.
We do, yes. We're looking forward to that. We have a couple of those students that I just mentioned attending. We will be advertising for a 1028 hearing for Lakeview Elementary School. We've planted in our capital projects plan a renovation of sorts at Lakeview to do some necessary upgrades, and that project will be over $1 million, so we'll have a 1028 hearing, and the good thing is that comes right out of our capital projects plan. So we look forward to requesting authority to advertise for that 1028 hearing.
Say goodbye tonight to David Sabah for his service on the school board.
Yes, and you know, we lose a wonderful member, we gain a wonderful member, so we will be saying goodbye to David Sabah here in December, and in January we will greet our new board member, and that's Kathy Fuentes-Rohr. So it's always with heavy heart December, and then we try to regroup in January where we'll greet our new board member and then also have our reorganization of the board. So we look forward to that in January.
Since the last school board meeting, the ISTEP scores were announced, et cetera, et cetera. What do you want parents to know or understand or think about on these scores and the validity of those scores?
I think it's really important for people to understand that it's a snapshot in time. It's one test. It's one time. There are a lot of factors that influence that specific test, and I think they have to hold it in that type of a context. So if your child came home and didn't do as well as you had anticipated, again, it's a snapshot in time. If they did extremely well, again, it's a snapshot in time. We have to look at a bigger body of work. So I think our parents are really good at that at this point in time, and I think that they certainly understand that.
Anything else you wanted to mention about anything that's going to be happening tonight?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that we want to wish all of our students, families, and staff and community a great holiday and also a fantastic start to 2017. And again, we have to thank our community because as I reflect back on 2016, as you know, we held a major continuation of our referendum. It was wholeheartedly supported by the community, and we can't thank this community enough for their support. So we have a lot to be grateful for.
And same back to you, Superintendent DeMuth. It's been an amazing year. Thank you for being with us on these school board Tuesdays, and we look forward to talking to you more in 2017. You have a happy holiday and a happy new year, and we'll be talking to you in January.
Thanks, and my best to both of you.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Thanks.
Judy DeMuth, superintendent of the MCCSC, and talking about tonight's school board meeting, 6 o'clock, and the school headquarters right there by Bloomington High School South.